and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jansen. I'm doing a solo show. I want to talk today about growth, but in particular, I want to talk about the growth stages or a model I've been working on for what I call marketing maturity. And the three stages, really, that I think most businesses that we've worked with, and I've worked with now thousands of small business owners, and I think there are three distinct phases. And I think really the goal would be that people would mature all the way up to the final stage of marketing where they're using all of the tools, all of the channels available to them. But the fact of the matter is that's not where most businesses are. And I think where they get in trouble sometimes is thinking, oh, I need paid lead generation, or I need AI, or I need Facebook ads or something before they've actually got a foundation built. So let's think about this. If you want to get out a pen and paper and kind of draw three big boxes or a big box with three lines or two lines in the middle, so you've got three kind of segments. And those three segments, I'm just calling them build, grow, and ignite. And those are the ways that we look at building a small business, growing a small business, and then ultimately optimizing or maximizing or amplifying their marketing. But today, there are certain channels that we have to play in. If we want to be in business, I don't care what kind of business that we're in today. If we want to be in business, we have to have a website. A website has become the hub of a small business. But that website doesn't really do very much unless your strategy is to marry it with content that's going to make sense for your audience, and then to practice certain search engine optimization techniques. Those three things, and I've said this numerous times over the last couple of years, those three things have really kind of been risen to the strategic level. In fact, that's why I never recommend that somebody go out and get a website and then go hire somebody to write some content and then go hire somebody to SEO it. It doesn't work that way. We have to structure our websites. We have to have an editorial plan in place before we ever design or structure that website. And we need to think about best practices for SEO, for search engine optimization, really before we launch that website. So those things need to be done together. And that's why I really promote this idea of a marketing consultant, a market strategist, before you go out and just hire one of those independent elements. You have to have somebody that's orchestrating how they're going to work together. And then today, of course, email marketing is still a very important and effective part of the puzzle, and social media has become a very important and effective part of the puzzle. So those five things, your marketing website, your approach to content, your SEO, your social media, and your email marketing, you really shouldn't pay attention to too many other things out there until you've got that done. And hopefully that's good news for some of you, because you're hearing about so many of the other things that you have to do out there. But if you don't have a modern website that has a promise to solve the problem that your ideal client has, the greatest problem that they have, if they can't find your website and view your website and have a great experience on a mobile device, if there aren't elements there that help them understand why they should trust you, proof that you're a company that does what it promises, if those parts aren't there, we shouldn't really pass go. Now, we also need to have a story. We need to have a solid message of why you. We need to have the core pages for your products and services there, including video on most of those pages. And we want to have a review funnel as part of your content program, particularly if you're a local business. Now, when it comes to search engine optimization, you know, for a lot of folks, this can seem really technical and hard, and there's a lot of mumbo jumbo and jargon out there, and it seems to change a lot, but it really isn't that difficult. If you are a local business, having your name, address, and phone number correct on your website and claiming your Google My Business page and having that exact same name, phone number, and address on that page, that is a huge step in local SEO today. Now, there are a lot of data directories out there that compile information. So if you've moved, if you've changed your phone number, if you've changed the name of your business, you want to make sure that all of that data is correct. And so there are services, one of my favorites is called Bright Local, that you can actually go and have them submit the correct data that comes from your Google My Business page, the same name, address, and phone number, exactly the way it is on your website, to all these myriad directories that are out there. And most of them you've never heard of. Most of them are never going to really be important to you unless your data is incorrect on them. The last piece for this kind of build phase is once we build the content, we want to make sure that our core pages and maybe our blog posts, actually, we take care of what is called metadata so that your titles and your descriptions for all of that content are very keyword rich. There's no point in having the name of your business home be the title of your homepage. It should actually be very clear. If you're a remodeling contractor, it should say Kansas City Remodeling Kitchen and Bath Contractor, because that clearly sends a signal. It's one of the signals on your metadata, on your title tags of what your business does. Now, let's get to social media in the build part. First part of social media, and again, your website, your content, your SEO, there are lots of things we can do beyond what I just described. But if we don't have the build part right, I don't want to say what's the point, but you're probably wasting a great deal of your effort. So when it comes to social media, the build components of social media are to look at the major networks that your clients are on. I know everybody says this, but it's still amazing how people just go out there and they either aren't on Facebook or they aren't on LinkedIn. And claim your LinkedIn profile, build a Facebook page, build a Twitter page, and make sure that your branding is all over it, that it links back to your website, that it's a good experience. These are going to be key links. If somebody Googles your business, these are going to show up. So even if you don't plan to be very active there, make sure that you've claimed them and you've made them a good experience, a good representation of your brand. It's not that hard. You can go to some of the online sites today that allow you to do design. Just Google the image sizes for those. A tool that I love that's free called Canva actually has templates for what your LinkedIn and your YouTube and your Facebook branding should look like, the size of the images for headers and profile pictures. So get that done. It's an easy thing to do, and those are important links. They may become more important as you start to use them as marketing pieces, but for now, make sure that we get them branded. Now, one of the things that you're also going to want to look at doing is if you've got promotions, if you've got products, if you've got sales, if you've got things that you want to go out there and promote, there's no reason that you can't look at a channel like Facebook as a place for you to promote anything that's going on. So you want to start thinking about, you know, how can you, and you don't want it to be every single post, but how can you start promoting the things that are going on in your business? Now, the third piece of the build is how can you also start thinking about showing off who you are, telling your story? I like to call them culture posts. How can you start talking about a day in the life, showing a product being made, showing somebody's birthday party that you celebrated at the business? If you want to get engagement on social media, those types of posts will do far better than just regurgitated things or blog post links. If you want to really get engagement, start thinking about culture posts. And the beauty of those too is that they tell your story better. They start helping people understand that this is a real company. These are real people. This is somebody I can trust. So to me, that is, you know, when we get into the grow phases, we'll start talking about using social ads and Facebook, boosting Facebook posts and things. But if you want to get some value out of Facebook immediately, start thinking about those things. Brand it, occasionally post promotions, and get these culture posts on there. Now, the last piece of build is email marketing. You have a list. You have buyers, you have customers. What does that list look like? That's the first thing we try to do. We call it list hygiene. Let's figure out if there are any good names on that still. How old is that list? How big is that list? Once we know that, once we figure that out, and trust me, if you've got an email list of customers that you haven't talked to in 5 years, it's probably not that valuable. But I also run across businesses that have 13, 14, 1500 email addresses of people that have bought in the last 24 months, and they haven't sent them anything. So the very first thing that we want to do is we want to clean up that data, and then we're going to run a re-engagement campaign. We're going to start figuring out how can we start communicating with these folks that have bought from us to either get them to buy from us again in some fashion, or get them to interested in doing something that's new, passing on a deal, referring us, some way to re-engage them. Now, the last piece for email marketing, and this is a foundational piece because it's going to be so important as we talk about the grow phase, and that is having calls to action on your website. It can't just be a little box at the bottom that says, sign up for our newsletter. You know, not very exciting. Why would I do that? What am I going to get? No, how about the free evaluation? Or how about get a free comparison? Or how about some fashion of a checklist that I can sign up for? On your homepage, 2, 3, and 4 of these types of calls to action now have become extremely, extremely effective ways to engage people where they are. Some people maybe want a quote. Some people want to find out a little more information. Some people are still trying to solve their problem. So having different calls to action is how you address that. So I'm going to stop there today. This is the build phase. So in subsequent shows, I'm going to talk about the grow phase and the ignite phase. And suffice it to say, we're going to get into paid lead generation and your entire sales enablement, the customer experience component. Those are the things that we want to start adding now that we've got this foundation built. And then once we've added those grow components, now we're going to start talking about your data, your CRM tool, your marketing automation, analytics, and even AI. I know lots of folks in marketing talk about AI today, but it is something that can be extremely effective for the small business as well. So your marketing website, your content program, your search engine optimization, your social media, and your email marketing. That's what we covered today, the first components of the build phase. Now, each of those will come back, and they'll be important in the grow phase, and they'll be important in the ignite phase, but we're going to keep adding onto this. Now, don't worry, we're going to have a chart that maps all of this out in the show notes, so check it out over at Duct Tape Marketing. I love to hear your comments and reviews, so keep them coming.